Welcome back, everyone. We've got Coach King with us. Coach, a tough loss. McKinney North, you got to give them credit, though. McKinney North had a great game plan, and they executed it.
You know, they're a football team that's gotten better every week, you know, and they played better than we did tonight. They executed, but they earned it. And hats off to them, Mike Fetchy and his staff. They did a heck of a job. They came ready to play, and we just made too many mistakes. And it was just it was a total team loss. I can tell you that we made mistakes in every area we could make them out.
In particular, the turnovers just came at some inopportune times and really hurt us a lot tonight.
Yeah, that was a big key offensively. We had too many turnovers. I think three, if I'm not mistaken, and one in the red zone, another one backed up coming out of the end of our backed up in their end zone, and you know, stopped us from scoring and gave him some scoring opportunities. Defensively, too many third and long conversions. I mean, quarterback draw got us two or three times. Penalties, I mean, you name it. It was, like I said, it was a total team loss. We didn't play good enough, didn't play smart enough, didn't execute well enough, and cost us the game.
I know the wind was blowing like crazy, but it didn't seem to affect the game too much. We thought it would be a bigger deal than it was.
Well, it had its moments. It had gusts that affected quite a bit at times. But it wasn't as big of a factor as what we probably thought. And you know, we just like I said, just a game of missed opportunities. And as bad as we played, we still had a chance at the end. We scored with 6 minutes left. And we don't get them stopped. And you don't fit a gap, don't leverage a formation, miss a tackle, get knocked off the line of scrimmage, you know. And you add that together with how we played offensively, it's kind of hard to beat anybody.
Their running game is pretty good. Jaden Smith is a really good back.
He is. He's hard to tackle. He's loaded and they get in there tight splits. And they got a great scheme that they execute with. And the quarterback, he threw it well enough at times. I mean, the first drive of the game, he throws it right through a linebacker. I mean, we got a chance to get him stopped in third and forever, and that ends up in a score. It just seemed like they made plays when the time mattered most, and we didn't.
And then, you know, they had two or three backs that were actually really good players, and some of them stepped up and made plays when you really kind of weren't expecting them to get the ball maybe. And I don't know. It just seemed like it was one of those games.
They've been playing both of them, and one of them's a little bit faster than the other. And, of course, he got on the perimeter, and the other back creased the Saratan on zone. I mean, we overplayed power, and he creased zone to the backside, and got that last first down they needed to run out the clock. So, like I told the kids, I'm not going to turn my back on them. You know, I'm proud to still get back on the bus with them. I'm not proud of how we played and executed, but we got things to continue to work on and fix. Heading into the last week of the season, and it shouldn't be doing some of those things, but you know, you can chalk it up to whatever, but we're not going to make excuses. I think that's what losers do, and this team's not losers. We got to execute better.
Well, speaking of next week, things to do and things to get fixed for next week's a huge game. Depending on what happens with Tyler and Sherman tomorrow night, that's that you've got to have that game to win to be in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a big game if we want to make for sure that we're in. You know, if it turns into a deal where you get tied with somebody else that has three losses, we would be in because of head to head. You know, that's the thing you can factor in there. So, no, next week's going to come down to playoff season, and you don't win, I guarantee we'll be traveling as a fourth seed. And it'll come down to a point, a tiebreaker, and everything else. And we'll see. We got a lot of things to talk about and evaluate between now and next Friday. But I know the bottom line is we've got to win. And if we win, then we'll worry about all those other scenarios. But winning's most important.
And you will be at home, and I'm guessing you are. That's senior night too.
It'll be at home. It'll be senior night for 32 senior football players, and we recognize them and their families, and whatever support groups we're also doing. Normally, Viewette's doing it with us as well. So I'm not sure who all will be involved with that right now. But yeah, it'll be a big night at Lobo Stadium for our seniors, and hopefully, we can send them out with a win.
All right. Well, it's a tough loss, but we'll come back again next week. Like you said, a lot of work to do between now and then. We'll see what happens. Appreciate you coming up. Appreciate your time as always.
You bet.
That's going to wrap it up here. Hey, thank you, Chris, for filling in. You did a great job tonight. We're glad everybody was with us. Tune in next week. It's a 7:30, back to 7:30 kickoff. On the air at 6:30 with the coaches' show. And our pregame about 7:15 or so. So for Johnny Vaughn, Gene Morris, and Eddie Richardson, this is Mike Richardson saying good night on 106.5 Jack FM.